about as big as my finger here. That was the whole of wheat, you see. And they'd swing that around, you know, in the wheat, bring it around, and let the back end of it rest on their leg, reach in there and grab up what wheat they'd cut, lay it down. And that was, I've cradled many a day.
And then have somebody come along behind and tie it in bundles.
That's right. We'd put on two or three cradles full, we call it, in a pile, and about two of them would make a bundle. Mm-hmm. Somebody'd come along, pick them up, you see, and tie them. Mm-hmm. And then we'd shock them.
How many bundles in a shock?
Originally, there were, or that is, customarily, there was 12 bundles. Mm-hmm. 10 set up and 2 to cap it with.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever grow oats?
Yeah.
What'd you do with the oats after they were cut?
Well, it's the same process. Mm-hmm. Shock them, you see, and then... Well, when I was a kid, everybody, after the wheat dried out good in the shock, they'd stack it. They'd haul it up where they wanted to thrash, you know, and make a big 2 or 3, whatever the amount of wheat they had. They'd make a stack, say, of 20 feet across, mm-hmm. and 12 or 15 feet high. Stack like that size would usually make 100 or 125 bushels.
What is the yield here of wheat per acre?
Well, of course, the yield has improved considerably since I was a kid. I believe Muhlenberg County now has an average yield of about 28 bushels.
Per acre?
Yeah.
In modern days now, what's done to the oats?
Well, they were done the same way.
Thrashed,
you know, and if they stacked them. Now, in later years, after the neighborhoods, there wasn't anybody stacked their wheat anymore. After I got about grown, and the wagons in the neighborhood, you see, that just say the whole neighborhood had wheat, well, it all congregate, you see, and thrash one another's wheat, haul it in, mm-hmm. and thrash it. Therefore, you didn't have to stack it, you see.
What kind of fences do you have here?
Fences? Mm-hmm. Well, it's principally wire. Not any more rail fences. We used to have rail fences.
How were they made?
They were made by cutting the timber, cutting the tree down, and cutting it off the length that you wanted, which ordinarily was 8 feet, and taking an old maul and wedges and burst it up into rails, you know, about 4 inches. Square. Of course, it wasn't square, but then something like that diameter.
What kinds of wire fence did you have?
Well,
out here at the top of here, what's that called?
It's wove wire, and barbed wire. Those two are the principal fences. In fact, there's more barbed wire than there is any other fence.
You ever have fences made out of wood, upright? Slats?
Yeah, that's what we call. Paling fence or slatting wire fence.
Mm-hmm. How wide were those slats?
They vary in width. They would average, I'd say, about 3 inches, something like that.